latte belly, occasional missives from an SW8 cafe.
I don't quite know what it was at some point in my late teens. I think, you know, when everyone's gone through it, you're at that stage where you suddenly realise you're a bit independent, that if your parents ask you to do something or go somewhere, you can say no, and suddenly you're not being made to go wherever it is they're asking you to go. Suddenly they're treating you a bit differently because you're a young adult. And so I started to remove myself from family functions, just as my dad had. There are many aspects of my dad's character that I still do admire, but I see the flaw in them, and I went down his route a little. I went a little too far, really. And I stopped going to a lot of family functions, and it's only really after 20 years where I've realized how important it is to have family. I lost both my parents, and, you know, my aunt is my next of kin, and I never lost contact with her. I remained close with her, but the bigger gatherings always kind of troubled me, partly, I think, because, you know, my mum was no longer there. The reality is I should have been there when my mum was there as well, and I wasn't. So I've made a big effort to go to these things. They're not quite my cup of tea. There are one or two nights I do enjoy. But I've also learned that one thing I didn't bring to relationships was that I could see what a good woman brought to my life, but I wasn't really bringing much to theirs. You know, going back 12, 13 years, I would be with girls who would often go to things on their own, things that I genuinely didn't want to go to, but really, would it have killed me to have turned up to these things and be supportive? I just imitated what my dad had done to my mum. And now, one of the things I need to do, and which I've kind of, I'm not sure I've put off, I've just, it's there, but I've never really known how to tackle it, or made the effort to tackle it, is to try and reconnect with my younger sibling, my only sibling, after such a long time, 20 years of being completely estranged from each other, which is wrong, and I don't think anyone is to blame. It's something that happened when we were very young, no particular incident, but just something we got, you know, we got used to. And looking back, really, considering the things we saw at home, I think you act out what you see as a kid. If your parents are fighting, then your relationship is going to imitate your parents' relationship. We didn't have our own bedrooms when we would have our fights. There was nowhere for us to go to stay away from each other for a bit and calm down. Things would just escalate. And the truth is that when we lost our parents, particularly our mum, you know, I was the one that was there. I was the one that found my mum. My sibling was abroad, and I never really gave much thought over the years to how they dealt with the situation, or when, and you know, our dad went missing, how they dealt with that. I can say that I honestly, I'll credit myself with being aware of how difficult it must have been for them, because they were working abroad, so they would have been given the news in a telephone conversation, which must have been awful, because then you can't really begin to grieve. You've got to start phoning around looking for a ticket, you've got to pack a bag, you've got to get to the airport, you've got to get on that flight for 2 or 3 hours, you've got to get picked up, and then for what? That person's gone. That person went through the same that I went through. I had all the answers because I was there, because I found my mum. I had all the answers. That person didn't. We never talked about things. To my eternal shame, the one time that person said something and threw something in my face, I reacted in a bad way, and got aggressive, and went too far, and that's not something I'm proud of. But it is time to fix this, and I'm, you know, determined to fix it. It might be a long process. I don't see why it has to be a painful process. It can be something positive. I'm determined to make it something positive. We've only got each other. We've got the same memories. We grew up in the same way. It's, you know, it needs to be fixed, and this is what I'm going to do. Just a man having a coffee.